This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is your most ridiculous DoorDash order? Or maybe you should ask, what's the most lazy DoorDash order? You got Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix. Because I came home after softball practice. Coach at Tosa East, varsity softball.
Shout out Tosa East.
And I noticed that it was, usually you get packages on your front porch. You know, they're in boxes or they're in like those little envelopes that have the bubbles in them.
Those bubble wrap squishy bags.
No, this was just like a bag from PetSmart and another bag from Target. And I'm like, what is this? Did somebody leave something on her doorstep? Is it maybe my wife Jess taking the garbage out? Because sometimes she'll put like cat litter or...
Yeah, you're not expecting a Target bag to just be out there.
No, or maybe she used a Target bag for the bathroom garbage and she's putting it out, but the garbages are way in the back. And why are these on the front step? I walk up. In the PetSmart bag is cat food. The little pate packets, because that's what our cat has to have. She's got to have the pate. She doesn't eat anything else. Oh, okay, queen.
Luna, the pate.
Yes, and in the Target bag was laundry detergent. I'm like, oh, maybe Jess went to the store and stopped, put that down on the front step, grabbed the mail, forgot them. Oh, no. She was inside, and she said, I DoorDashed those two items because you were at practice. I didn't want to ask you to stop because I know you like to get home. I just didn't want to go out.
So she was doing it because she didn't want to inconvenience you.
She DoorDashed cat food and laundry detergent.
This is a smart woman who is being very efficient with her time.
She DoorDashed it.
Here's my question, though. How much extra do you have to pay for DoorDash?
She said, I don't care. It's the...
So there are fees, right?
Yeah. I mean, well, actually, there isn't. You just tip a little bit more, I guess, because they go and they pick it up.
So you do, but you'd have to pay more. You have to pay more, my point is, than if you would just go to the actual store.
I think so, but not very much. She's like, I would have burned that up in gas anyway. So here, I just stayed home and ordered these two things.
I think she's a genius. I've never DoorDashed anything like that before.
Try it.
When you were asking earlier, what's the laziest thing you've DoorDashed? For me, it's been Starbucks. And straight up, even this morning, I'm feeling like we need to get Starbucks here in the studio.
So I'm yelling.
Get coffee or something.
I'm yelling about this. I'm like, I cannot believe that. You could have just texted me. Yes, I would have been like, ugh, fine. But I would have swung by and grabbed all this stuff.
But time is money.
Oh my gosh.
And she's being efficient. And if you have the means to do it, go for it. Look, women are the CEO of their households, and you need to delegate. And if she didn't feel like she could delegate the job to you, she delegated the job to the DoorDasher. I give Jess credit. In fact, shame on me, I didn't really know you could even do that with those kinds of items.
I didn't either, and then I started looking at our app, and I'm like, well, you can. You can pretty much DoorDash anything.
You can just do regular shopping.
There you are. You can do regular shopping.
We're out of toilet paper.
Usually you hear DoorDash.
They can just drop off anything?
They will. Usually you
I
think,
need to look this up. You're sure about that?
Usually you think burger, fries.
I thought it was food.
Chinese for Saturday night. Oh, it's more than just food. You can order stuff and have it delivered.
I just Googled this. Can you DoorDash anything? Yes.
Come on.
DoorDash offers delivery of more than just food. You can use DoorDash to shop for groceries, convenience store items, pet supplies, flowers, alcohol. Do you know how many times we've got people over at the house and we run out of Tito's?
You can do that?
We could just DoorDash Tito's to the house?
Wait a minute. I might be backtracking a little bit.
DoorDash also supports retail delivery from businesses, beauty, home goods, electronics. Just the other day, Brayson needed a charger and couldn't find a charger.
Dash it, man. That's what my wife would say.
Well, this is a huge ad for DoorDash, but I had no idea. I just thought there's all these extra fees.
Jess would be all over that. She'd be like, yeah, just dash it. I'm going to stay home. It's raining. I don't want to go out. Dash it.
I love that that's become a verb now in your household.
The dash. Yeah, I know.
Just dash it.
Just dash it. That's the whole thing.
What are the extra fees for DoorDash?
Has anybody done this? Have you done something lazy like that? Have you done
lazy or smart?
Starbucks.
You say lazy, I say efficient.
There's a bunch of times where she'll say, I'd like to have like ice cream. Well, let's go get it. No, I don't want to go out. I don't feel like I'm not done up here. I'm not bar ready, as she likes to say. I'm like, we're not going to the bar. No, we're just getting ice cream. I don't want people to see me. I'll just dash it. What? It's going to melt by the time we get it. Are you kidding me? A smoothie? No, we're not going to. I'll go get it. Why are we doing this? Because they bring it right to your door.
Okay,
watch.
You are someone, Radar, that is all about the new tech, the
I
new
do
trend.
Like it.
You're not one to ever be resistant to those kinds of things. TikTok came out. You jumped on board right away. I am surprised that you are not on board with the efficiency of DoorDash
like
your wife.
Anybody else lazy, order DoorDash 414-432-1099.
Okay, on line number two, you want to remain anonymous. You said that your brother-in-law was the DoorDash driver, and what did they see?
No, it's what they had to pick up and deliver.
Okay, what was this?
Adult toy and contraceptive and deliver it to a hotel.
Well,
oh, you're kidding me.
You're in the mood and maybe you don't have clothes nearby, you want somebody else to run that errand for you. It literally says here you can get just about anything DoorDash to you. And I'm sure that they got a big tip.
I didn't ask them that.
The
part.
Driver.
They probably only got the tip. That's what it was.
That's
they probably don't
right
get paid up. By DoorDash very much, but no,
look,
I'm just kidding.
DoorDash is great. If you're a driver, you're not supposed to judge. Are you getting paid? Are you getting what you deserve from making the delivery? When you're in need, you just lean over, grab your phone. I need this, this, and this.
And they were definitely in need.
And they were there when you needed them.
Thank you so much for that, Anonymous.
You're welcome.
All right, let's go to line number three. Missy, okay, you said you use DoorDash 95% of the time. And what is the oddest thing that you've gotten?
Butt paste for diaper rash.
Okay, based on what the previous call was, I know what was going on here.
I mean, I have a mother of five.
Oh, honey, say no more. Say no more. We get it. You've got five kids. You don't have time to get to the store.
Well, and you know, my hair is usually, I have grossness on, like dirt on me from the kids and like.
Well, and something else, if you're working with the butt paste, you got everything all over you, and good thing you got that dashed.